Jesse Chen.
Jesse, come on up.
Jesse, 请上来。
I'll try not to embarrass you too much.
我要尽量不让你觉得好尴尬。
Now you might we're remembering Jesse because he's read the Bible from cover to cover.
Jesse 已经把圣经读过一遍。
Now Jesse, is this the first time you've read the Bible?
Jesse, 这个是不是你第一次读过全本的圣经？他说他的答案是不是。
Is this the second time you've read the Bible?
是第二次吗？也不是。
No, is it the third time? Yeah. Okay.
这是他第三次读完圣经。
We're so proud of Jesse. He's graduating the sixth grade, going into the seventh grade, and I'm so excited to have him.
他已经要从第六年级要升级到第七年级，我们对他非常骄傲。
But we have a special certificate from Ann Arbor Chinese Church, and this is to Jesse Chang in recognition of reading the Bible three times.
我们这边会给他一个特别的这个证书来证明他已经在这里读过三次圣经。
And we also have a medal with the cross and the Bible on it.
我们有另外一个这个奖牌会送给他。
And also a gift.
然后另外一个小礼物。
I don't know what's in this.
我不晓得这里面到底是什么。
But we thank you, Jesse. And I want to just take a brief minute just to pray for my brother.
我们希望能够一起来在这里为我们小弟兄来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesse that he has made a heavy effort to read your word.
所以天父，我们感谢你让 Jesse 他花了很大的精力愿意来好好的来读圣经。
We pray, Lord, that he will be an influence on our youth.
我们求主来让他在年轻人当中是一个好的榜样。
And we pray that he would continue to read your word.
他会继续不断地来读你的话语
and let it change his life.
来帮助他改变他的生命
He's an example to us.
他在我们来讲是一个好的榜样
We ask that you would watch over him and protect him in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
求主来保护他来看顾他我们这样祷告奉耶稣名求 Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Ready? Well, good morning.
早安。
Now, if you see, class is back in session.
现在我们知道新的学期要开始了。
That means you have to pay attention this morning.
所以今天早上大家要特别注意。
Now, Eastern Michigan and Washtenaw Community College started last week.
东密大跟 Washtenaw 社区学院上个礼拜已经开学了。
And University of Michigan, I believe, starts on Tuesday.
我相信 U of M, 密歇根大学好像是应该是礼拜二开学。
And my kids got to start 2 weeks ago to school.
我的小孩子两个礼拜前就已经开始了。
But today, we're gonna get back into class. But it's gonna be fun.
今天我们要开始我们在这里教会里面的新的学习。那是一个很有趣的应该是很有趣的。
And in this school, you don't need to buy new shoes and clothes.
在我们教会的这个学校你不需要买新鞋也不需要买新的衣服。
But you will need the word of God.
但是你需要有神的话语。
So you'll want to get your Bibles ready.
所以希望大家能够把这个圣经拿出来我们预备一起来看。
Today we're going to be looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 to 17.
今天我们来看提摩太后书第三章16跟17节。
But first I'm going to share a story about Ravi Zacharias.
但是我们开始之前我想要跟大家分享一个故事是关于Ravi Zacharias 的故事。
If you ever get a chance, you should learn a little bit more about him, but he's a pastor as well as a lecturer and a writer.
如果你有机会的话我鼓励你来多认识这个 Ravi 这位。他是一个基督教的思想家也是一个很有名的布道家。
But he does speaking in secular environments.
他经常在世俗的机构里面来演讲。
And he writes about one of his experiences in Columbus, Ohio.
有一次他写到关于他去 Columbus, Ohio 的一件事情发生的一件事情。
He did a lectureship at Ohio State.
有一次 Ohio State 邀请他去那边演讲。
And I hate to bring that word out in church, sorry. but as he was being driven to his lecture,the driver, he had noticed a famous art center called the Wexner Art Center.
当他正坐在车里面要去 Ohio State 这个大学做演讲的时候，在路上的时候，他经过了一个新建的叫做 Wexner 艺术中心。
The driver pointed out that this was a new art building for the university.
这个司机跟他说，这是在大学里面的一个最新的一个艺术大楼。
And he talked about it, how it was very fascinating, this building.
这个司机他说这是一个很迷人的建筑物。
That it's from the postmodernistic view of reality.
它的设计背后是用来表达后现代主义思潮的实际。
See, the building has no pattern, has no staircases to go nowhere.
这个建筑物没有什么特别的花样楼梯不去任何的地方。
The pillars support nothing.
这个柱子呢也不支撑任何东西。
And the architect designed it to reflect life.
建筑师当初设计这个建筑物是用来显示真正的人生。
So it went nowhere and was mindless and senseless.
它完全没有方向，没有思想，也完全没有意义。
Robbie turned to the man and said, he turned to the man describing and asked him,Did they do the same thing with the foundation?
Ravi 就转过头来问这个司机那他们是不是也用同样的方式来设立地基?
The man laughed. He said, "You can't do that with the foundation."
他宛然一笑，他说你在开玩笑。
That's the infrastructure.
他说这个是结构。
You can play with the infrastructure, but you can't.Play with the foundation.
这个建筑的结构或许你可以把它更改一下或许是可以。
See, once
但是地基绝不能这样子搞。
Once you start tampering with the foundations, you begin serious effects.
当你在地基上搞花样的话，你马上会注意到它结果是很可怕的。
So let's think about the foundation.
那我们来思考一下关于地基的问题。
What about the foundation of our lives?
到底地基是怎么样的情况?
Do you know people in your life that are like the Wexner, Art Center?
你知不知道有些人他们就像 Wexner 艺术中心一样?
They have staircases to go nowhere.
他们的人生的楼梯去不了任何地方。
Pillars supporting nothing.
人生的柱子也不支撑任何东西。
Or maybe you know people that have played with the infrastructure of their own lives.
你还可能有知道有些人只在建筑物的结构上动手脚。
And maybe they even mess up the foundation.
但是同时他们在地基上搞了花样。
See, people can base their lives on many different foundations.
我们可以尝试把人生建立在不同的地基上。
But there's only one that is reliable.
但是只有一个是牢靠的。
And that is God. And God is the creator and designer of our life.
那就是神，神是创造生命者，也是设计师。
And he has given us his word as the foundation.
他已经把他的话给我们作为我们生命的地基。
And if we live our lives on the foundation of God's word, we won't have a life that leads to ruin.
如果你在任何其他的地基上建立我们的生命，它只会引向灭亡。
And so this morning we're going to look at the foundation of our lives, the authority of the Scripture.
所以今天早上我们需要再次来思考我们唯一的源头，就是圣经的权威性。
I want to see by a show of hands.Who did the song when they were children, the song the Bible?
我们当中有哪些人从小就已经学会了这首诗歌叫做 Bible, B-I-B-L-E, 举个手。
Okay, we've got some hands.
And 我们看到有几只手。
The song would go, and I'm not a very good singer, the Bible, that's the book for me.
这个歌的内容就是说圣经这本书就是给我的。
I stand up tall on the word of God, the Bible.
我站立在这本圣经上。
I'm sorry, it's to stand alone, isn't it?
我一个人决定说我一定只有站立在这本圣经上。
And I brought some different Bibles with me today.
我今天带了好几本不同的圣经来。
See, Bibles come in all kinds of different shapes and sizes and colors.
圣经有各种不同的版本，而且不同的这个大小。
This one my parents gave me.
这本是我父母亲给我的。
When just a year after I was born in the early 70s.
是七零年代，在我一岁的时候，他们就给我了。
And this is a really cool Bible. It's actually an audio Bible read by James Earl Jones.
这本圣经是可以听的。
And you can even get the Bible on your little iPod or MP3 player.
今天你可以把你的 Bible 放在你的圣经放在你的 iPod 上面也可以用来听的。
There's many ways to hear the word of God.
有许多不同的管道我们可以来读圣经。
I remember when I was in a church and it was very conservative.
我记得我以前在一个非常传统的教会里面。
And I told them, I like to listen to the Bible on cassette tape.
我经常跟他们讲说我很喜欢在这个卡带里面来听圣经。
Yeah, some of the young people don't know what cassettes are.
很多现在年轻人根本不晓得那个是博物馆里面的什么东西。
But he didn't like that too much. He thought, I've got to pick it up and I've got to feel it and I've got to turn to it.
当我跟他说我喜欢听的时候他不是很喜欢。他说我一定要把圣经亲手拿的。放在我手里自己来看。
But I believe God just wants it in you.
我相信神不管你用什么方法神只要愿意说把你只要愿意把神的话放到你的生命里都可以。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 to 17.
我们来看一下提摩太后书三章十六跟十七节。
All scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Okay, 他说这里说圣经都是神所吹过气的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
The Bible is God breathed and useful for us.
圣经都是由神所亲自吹过气的，然后对我们是有益的。
Within these pages, we see truth about God, the world, and ourselves.
在圣经里面，我们可以发现到我们自己，我们发现到这个宇宙，我们也可以发现到神。
By the word of God, He shapes us and makes us into a new creation.
借着神的话，我们被造，我们被重整。
The Bible, God's word, is the foundation for our lives.
圣经也就是神的话是我们生命的地基。
And that foundation determines the shape.
那由地基来决定我们的最后的结构如何。
The first truth we want to look at is that it is inspired.
我们第一个需要有坚定的理念就是圣经是神所默示的。
The Old and the New Testament are inspired words of God.
他告诉我们圣经不管是旧约或是新约都是经过神所默示的。
It's a revelation for man and it is infallible and it is his authority.
它是神向人的启示，是无误的。
So that we can live by it with our faith and our conduct as well.
它可以指引我们的信仰和行为是有完全权威的。
We want to look at three building blocks.
我们现在这边要看一下有三个很重要的一个建筑的这个三个基本的建筑架构。
That shape the foundation and not just the church.
这个建筑的架构能够帮助地基的形成。
But the shape the foundation of our very lives.
不只是帮助我们的教会，也能帮助我们自己定下我们生命的地基。
If you try to build your life without these foundations, it will crumble and fall.
如果你尝试没有这些重要建筑物架构来建立你的生命，那你的生命铁定要变得支离破碎。
The first one is the Bible is God's revelation of Himself to mankind.
第一个，圣经是一本神把自己启示给我们看的书。
The Bible is without error.
第二，圣经是无误的。
The Bible is God's authority, guide for our faith and our lives.
圣经是在我们的信仰和生活里唯一有权威的指南。
There was a mother sitting in church one Sunday morning, and her little girl, her first grader, was sitting next to her, looking at her Bible in her lap.
有一个星期天早晨，一个母亲在教堂里面，她坐在她才一年级学生的女儿的旁边。他注意到他小女儿把圣经放在膝部上翻阅。
After a few moments, the little girl whispered to her mother.
过了一段时间之后，这个女儿轻声的在母亲的耳朵旁边说了一些话。
Did God really write it?
神真的写了这本书吗？
And the mother whispered back to her.
然后母亲也非常轻声的回答她。
Yes, he did.
当然是。
Looking down at the mother's Bible again, the little girl said in amazement.
看了一下，继续看了一下母亲的圣经。这小女孩很惊奇地说
，Wow, he has really neat handwriting.
她说 ，Wow, 他写的字体实在太好看了。
God does indeed have nice handwriting.
确实，神有用很美妙的字体。
And someone has called the Bible God's love letter to man.
有人曾经说过，他说圣经是神写给人的一封情书。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
我们看一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》二章十三节。
And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God.Which is at work in you who believe.
为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主人的心中。
See, everything we know about God, God has made known to us.
所有有关认识神的，神都已经告诉我们了。
See, God introduced himself through the word of God.
神借着圣经他的话把他自己介绍给我们。
And God didn't only show us who he was through the Bible, but he also showed us who his son was, Jesus Christ, his perfect son.
圣经不只告诉我们神是谁，他同时也借着耶稣这个把自己完美的情形现在我们的面前。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
我们看一下希伯来书第一章一到三节。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发 出来的光辉是神本体的真相，常用他的全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在 高天至大者的右边。
The radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他也是完全代表神性的耶稣。
God's Son, Jesus Christ.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
If you want to know God,You need to get to know Jesus.
如果你要认识神，那你就要快快来认识耶稣。
You might ask, perhaps you're wondering, how God can, is the word of God true after 2,000 years?
有时候或者你会在疑惑当中，我们怎么知道神真的就像在圣经里面2000年，之前所描述的那个样子吗？
I would say absolutely.
我的答案是完全肯定的。
One way you can see the Bible lived out is you go to Israel. You go to those places of the Bible.
今天你可以到以色列去，能够自己去观察2000年之前所发生的那些的地方。
They are physical, they are historical.
他们是确实你可以看得见的，而且是非常有历史性的。
And if you can't afford the plane tickets, there's wonderful DVDs about walking through the Bible, going to Israel, going to different places that Paul went.
如果你没有办法有钱买个机票过去的话，今天你可以买 DVD 或者上网可以去看。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 17.
我们看一下雅各书一章十七节。
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众仙众光之父那里降下来的，在他那里并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Isn't that exciting to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
你会不会觉得很惊讶？神他是不改变的，从古时到永远。
I don't know about you, but I don't always embrace change.
我不晓得你们是不是像我一样我很多时候不喜欢太多的改变。
But we can rest assured that in God, He is the same.
但是我们可以非常确定的，就是我们的神，他是不改变的。
And hopefully one thing that does change in us is that we grow with him through his word, through the Holy Spirit, and through Jesus Christ.
但是有一件事情我们需要知道的，就是说我们可以跟着神的话，跟着神跟耶稣一起来改变。
Because God wants us to know Him, He has protected His Word.
因为神要我们认识他，神就保护了他的话语没有被摧毁。
And I believe it was in the 1950s that they found a lot of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
在1950年那个时代是第一次发现了石海古卷。
He's protected His Word so that we can have it today.
他保护了这些圣经古卷，让我们今天能够确定我们可以来读神的话。
The Bible is inerrant and infallible.
神的话是无误的，是绝对正确的。
It's never wrong.
绝对没有错误的。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 to 21.
我们来看一下彼得后书一章第20跟21节。
Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随诗意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
So God inspired these men of God to be used by Him, inspired to write His word.
所以神默示了他的言语，让这些人把他们所受感动之后，圣灵感动之后所写下来的。
But they didn't do it by themselves. They were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
但是这不是他们自己所写下来的，而是他们被圣灵的引导所写下来的。
The Bible is God's authoritative guide for our faith and our way of living.
圣经是在我们信仰和生活里唯一有权威的指南。
Okay, wake up! It's a pop quiz.
Okay, 大家赶快，赶快，赶快这个醒来啊！我现在要给大家一个小的这个考试。
Are you ready?
你预备好了没？
Have you been studying?
你学习一直在学习圣经吗？
Okay, here's the questions. Which of the following statements did not originate in the Bible?
Okay, 现在我的问题是下面的几个题目里面有哪一个不是从圣经里面出来的？
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
清洁和圣洁几乎等同。
God helps those who help themselves.
神帮助那些愿意帮助自己的人。
Confession is good for the soul.
认罪是一副对灵魂有好处的良药。
We are as prone to sin as sparks fly upward.
我们就像向上喷的火花一样容易犯罪。
Money is the root of all evil.
钱财是万恶之根。
Honesty is the best policy.
为人诚实乃为上策。
Though we agree that these are good statements and are maybe partially true,
虽然我们可能同意这些说法，每一个也可能都对，甚至至少有一部分是对的。
None of them come from the Bible.
但是没有一个是从圣经里面出来的。
See, many times we've learned to respect men's opinions, maybe equal to the Bible.
有的时候我们把人的看法像圣经所说的一样尊重。
Many times as we are in the English congregation, we're learning about cults and different religions, different beliefs.
我们在我们英语堂，我们最近在看异端。
And one of the things that you see in the cults is there's always a special new revelation given to one man.
你会注意到在异端里面，他们的说法都会牵涉到说有一个人他突然看到一个新的启示。
And this is like for the Mormons is Joseph Smith.
在摩门就是他们的创办人叫 Joseph Smith.
And just a lot of these came popped up, and men people would follow these men that had this special revelation.
很多人就突然就去跟随这些新出来的这人所发明出来新的学说。
We need to be careful about men that lead us astray apart from the Word of God. That's
我们需要很小心不要让任何人。他把他自己的学说把我们引离开了圣经里面所说的。
First Thessalonians 2:13 says.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十三节里面如此说。
And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe.
为此我们不住地感谢神因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了不以为是人的道乃以为是神的道这道实在是神的并且运行在你们信主人的心中
D.L. Moody said the scriptures were not given for our information but for our transformation
穆迪博士曾经说过圣经不是要我们得知识而是生命被改变
To the worldThis is a historical book.
对世界上的人来说，这本书只是一本历史的书而已。
But to a Christian, this is our life.
但是对基督徒来说，这本书应该是我们的生命。
It's inspired for us.
它是向我们为我们而默示的。
And we need to be transformed by it.
我们需要被生命被改变。
2 Timothy 3:16-17.
提摩太后书三章十六到十七节。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神亲自吹过气的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So there's four ways God's word works in us. That's a lot of W's.
有四个神的话有四个在我们身上可以起作用的方式四个都是从 W 开始
And the first one is teaching.
第一个是教导。
It's profitable for doctrine and instructs us.
神的话在教义上能够教导我们是有益处的。
It shows us how to live.
它告诉我们我们怎么能够生活。
The Bible teaches God's will.
它也教导我们有关神的旨意。
So a lot of times I remember as a young person struggling, what is God's will for my life?
很多时候当我年轻的时候我很挣扎到底神呢在我身上有怎么样的旨意。
Like it was some mystical force and I had to figure out what God wants me to do.
好像一个很这个飘渺无法捉摸的似乎也没办法理解到底神呢在我身上旨意是什么。
His will is in here for all of us.
其实他的旨意就写在这本圣经里面。
And I don't believe it's mystical.
不是这种虚无缥缈的。
God makes things straightforward for us.
神把它写得非常清楚。
The scripture is our standard for testing everything that claims to be true. We should be testing things from the Bible to see if they're true.
圣经也是我们用来量所有真理的准绳任何不能达到圣经中标准的
And if it doesn't measure up, it's false.
都是错误的
But we should be careful about drawing quick conclusions.
但是我们要小心不要太快的做结论
But we should know the word so well that when we hear, it's like a banker when he gets a false money. Counterfeit.
Okay, 我们需要能够很把圣经好好的读读得很仔细就像一个银行家当他看到一张钞票这个钞票是假钞的时候他可以鉴定
I would show you money but I took my kids to Cedar Point so I'm out of it I would show money but I ran out of it because I took my kids to Cedar Point
他这个周末带他小孩去这个游乐场在 Ohio OK 那他今天本来是想说他要拿钞票给大家看一看但是因为小孩把这个钱全部花光了所以他今天没有办法做这件事情
But when a bank person feels the counterfeit they know it is no good
但是一个银行家当他真正拿起这个钞票的时候他可以鉴定说到底这个是真钞还是假钞
That it's junk and it's not worth any more than the paper that it was printed on
如果是假钞的话那他就一文不值
We need to know the word that well
我们需要真正的把圣经读到那么的仔细
That when the counterfeits come, we know this doesn't sound right. Let me take a look in the Word of God about this.
当你听到有任何人告诉你任何一个错误的东西的时候，你马上能够可以跟圣经里面来对照，然后我可以告诉你为什么这是错的。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verses 3 to 4.
提摩太后书四章三到四节。
For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
And this is not just in the future, this is now and this has always taken place in time.
这不是将来会发生的事情确实今天已经在发生。
Where men and women will take what they want from the word. What they don't want, they'll push aside.
有很多人他会看圣经然后把那些他所要的他会留着然后那些他不想要听的他会把它放在一边。
But when you become a Christian, you take the whole enchilada.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你是把整个墨西哥食物接受过来。
The word of God is for rebuking.
神的话语用来第二个是用来督责。
God's word is to be received and believed and obeyed.
神的话是需要被接受、相信并且要顺服的。
It's the final authority of our lives.
它是在我们生命中最终的权威。
When we deliberately disobey the word of God, He will rebuke us.
如果我们故意不遵守他的道，他的话就会来指责我们。
And by the Holy Spirit, He'll turn us away from sin.
借着神的圣灵让我们能够远离恶行。
And we see that in the prodigal son.
我们可以从这个浪子这个浪子的这个故事里面可以学习到。
In Revelation 3:19, we see it.
在启示录三章十九节里面。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。
You need to make sure you keep short accounts with God.
所以如果有什么罪的话，要跟神快快的认。
And with men.
跟人也是一样。
When you sin, the Holy Spirit does reveal it, and we need to not push that aside.
当我们犯罪的时候，神的圣灵会显明给我们看，那我们不要忽视它。
We need to be quick to ask forgiveness.
我们要赶快的来求神来饶恕我们。
It's not easy for some of us.
对我们来讲，很多人这不是一件容易的事情。
Some of us, it's not that hard. We don't have that much pride.
对我们某一些人来讲，或许不是那么困难因为我们不是那么骄傲的人。
Sometimes as we get older.We get more proud.
但是当我们年纪越来越大的时候，我们会变得比较骄傲。
We have to be very careful about that.
我们要很小心。
God loves humility.
神喜欢谦卑。
And others can grow when we say we've messed up. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
我们有很多人，当我们慢慢在成长的时候，我们很快的学习。我们跟人家讲说你愿不愿意原谅我。
Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 11 to 12.
箴言第三章十一跟十二节。
My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord's discipline disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in.
我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，他也不可厌烦他的责备。因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
John 14:21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
The person who knows my commands and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。并且要向他显现。
God's word is for correction.
第三，神的话是要使人归正。
We don't like to be corrected, do we?
我们一般人不太喜欢人家来指正我们。
I know I hate when my wife corrects me.
我不喜欢当我的太太要来指正我。
Matter of fact, yesterday morning, as I'm laying in bed very comfortable, it's Saturday morning.
昨天早上礼拜六清晨我躺在床上很舒适。
She said, you know, we promised the kids we would take them to Cedar Point.
我太太就提醒我我们已经同意我们的孩子我们要带他们去游乐场在 Cedar Point.
You have to understand, I just took the youth and college students and adults and Pastor Terry to Cedar Point 2 weeks ago.
大家可能不知道，在两个礼拜前，我才带这些年轻人跟我们的英语部的另外牧师 Pastor Smith 才刚刚去过这个 Cedar Point。
Now, actually, Pastor Smith helped, and we took everyone together, and we all went and had a good time.
那时候我们大家一群人一起去，那我们确实是有个很好的时间。
But my wife said that I promised my kids because they didn't get to go to Cedar Point because they were with their grandparents.I'd promised to take them to Cedar Point this summer.
但是两个礼拜前我的小孩不在这里，他是跟他们的祖父母在一起，所以我们答应说要带我们的小孩去 Cedar Point.
Oh, that was a tough one.
对我来讲是一个确实挺困难的事情。
But we went, we had a great time, and we got back at 1 in the morning.
但是我们去了，okay, 然后今天早上一点才回到这里。
But man, you should listen to your wives.
但是大家要仔细，有的时候你要听你太太跟你说的话。
It seems like they're always right.
似乎他们所说的几乎每次都是对的。
Okay, let's get back on track.
那我们现在再回到我们的主题。
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12.
哥林多前书二章十二节。
We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
See, the Holy Spirit, when you become a believer, He helps you understand the Word of God through His Holy Spirit so that you understand it and that you can apply it to your life.
当你信主了之后，你发现到圣灵会借着圣经，让你来理解圣经里所说的，然后你可以应用在你自己生命里面。
He trains us in righteousness.
他会教导人学义。第四点。
He not only sends us on the right path, He keeps us on the right path.
神的话不只把我们放在正路上，并且他让我们留在正路上。
We don't have to be led astray.
我们不必要迷失。
If we follow Christ.
如果我们愿意追随跟随耶稣的话。
And we're perfected by the image of Jesus Christ.
然后我们就会有他完全的形象。
Psalm 119:11.
诗篇119篇第11节
It's the last verse.
这是我们今天要看的最后的一节经节。
It's been a tough day at school, hasn't it?
今天我们第一天开学
，Okay.
有点困难。
Psalm 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
他如此说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
I'm going to share a quick story about my grandmother.
我现在跟大家分享一个关于我祖母的事情。
When I was a teenager,
当我是一个十几岁年轻人的时候
，My grandmother gave me this about 22 years ago.
我的祖母把这一本圣经给我，那是22年之前的事情。
My grandmother read the Word of God from cover to cover every year.
我的祖母每年一定把圣经读一遍。
And she gave me her old one.
所以她给我她的自己的圣经。
And I think I was about in 11th grade, and it so inspired me that I read the Bible the first time from cover to cover because of her influence.
那时候我才，我如果记得正确的话，我那时候可能才11年级。因为他给我这样的鼓励所以我就决定我一定要把圣经从头到尾读一遍。
And she's died about 4 years ago. She was 90 when she passed away.
四年前他过世那时候他已经90岁了。
The word of God changed her life so much that she made an impact on my father.
圣经在他生命里面做了极大的改变所以后来对我父亲有很大的影响。
And my dad followed God for his own life.
我的父亲也是很忠实的在跟随主。
And he encouraged me and my brother and my sister so that we would know God.
我的父亲也就鼓励我跟我们家的弟兄姐妹好好的来追随主。
And it changed my life.
就改变了我的生命。
And it can change yours.
也可以改变你的。
Mark Twain,had a saying, and I want to share that. And he wasn't exactly a die-hard Christian, if you know Mark Twain.
马克·吐温曾经写过这样一句话，那他并不是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
And he wrote these words, most people are bothered by those passages of Scripture they do not understand.
他写的，他说，大部分的人会为那些他们看不懂的圣经所困扰。
But the passages that bother me most are those I do understand.
但是对我来讲，让我最困扰的就是那些我所懂的经节。
See, we need to be willing to change our lives according to the Scripture.
我们需要愿意让圣经来改变我们的生命。
Not take out what we want and throw out what doesn't fit our lives.
而不是把里面我们喜欢的经节拿出来，把不喜欢的抛弃在一边。
And no, it's not the popular way to go.
我们知道这不是一个一般人所会做的事情。
But it's the right way.
但是这是对的方式。
And if you're a believer, where are you going to spend eternity?
如果你是一个信徒的话，你永生会在哪里？
Why do we worry so much about this world?
为什么你我们只专注在今天我们活在 世上的日子呢？
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, but let us be transformed by the word of God today.
今天让我们让神的话来改变我们的生命。
I hope I've encouraged you. I sure don't want to put more on your plate.
我希望我今天不是要把更多的东西加在你的这个盘碗里面。
And we all struggle to read the Bible sometimes.
我们很多时候，很多人都一直在挣扎的，想要找时间来读神的话。
But it's the most important book that we can read and study and apply.
但是这是最重要的一本书，我们要好好的学习。好好的应用。
Let's be a church that reads and studies the Bible.
让我们这个教会是一个愿意读圣经来好好学习圣经的一个教会。
Let's encourage each other on.
让我们大家互相来鼓励。
Let's not make it a New Year's resolution to start reading the Bible.
我们不要等到说我们有新年的一个新计划，我们才开始来读圣经。
Maybe we're not going to read it from cover to cover.
或许我们没有不能一下子从头读到尾。
But let's just start by reading it.
但是我们需要有一个开始。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱天父，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
I pray that we will read it and study it.
我们求主来帮助我们会好好的读，然后好好来学习。
Not because we have to, but because we get to.
并不是因为我们需要这样做，而是因为我们想要这样做。
We can't live transformed lives without putting the word in us.
我们生命不可能改变，除非我们让神的话在我们心里面来起作用。
Help us to be transformed. Help us to desire the things of you.
求主让我们有一个渴望愿意来。靠近你愿意来多认识你。
And let's encourage one another.
也让我们大家能够来互相鼓励。
Let's not approach the Bible as a checklist of something we get done each day.
我们不要把圣经看作是一件事情我们需要做，然后做完之后然后说我今天做完了。
But let's embrace the Bible as food and nourishment.
我们把圣经应当看作是我们属灵的粮食。
I pray that you just help us all to receive your word today.
求主帮助我们今天能够把你的话语真正的非常的看重。
For those that don't know you, we ask that Lord that they might read and study the Bible and see if it's true.
那些还没有认识你的主，我们求主也让他们有一个渴望的心，愿意来多学习来认识，说到底这个圣经是真的吗？
Lord, we know it's true, but we pray that those that don't know you will embrace it and read it for themselves.
我们知道我们信主的人知道圣经是真实的，是可靠的。但是我们希望那些还没信主的人也一样能够认识这个圣经是真实的，是可靠的。
But they won't just believe it because someone tells them it's true.
他们不要因为是别人告诉他说这是真的，而是他们自己能够知道说这圣经是真的。
But they will seek truth and read your word for themselves.
他们也愿意要来寻求真理，也愿意来读这个圣经。
We pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们将祷告奉耶稣名求，阿门。